الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: اللهم بارك لنا في رجب وشعبان وبلغنا رمضان. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام: اللهم سلمنا لرمضان وسلمه لنا، وسلم رمضان لنا وسلمه لنا متقبلا. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام: اللهم إني أعوذ بعفوك من عقابك، وأعوذ برضاك من سخطك، وأعوذ بك منك جل وجهك، لا أحصي ثناء عليك، أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. Alhamdulillah, Allah has brought us in this very, very Mubarak period. This is the high peak period for us, the season for us, that is, from Rajab, then comes Shaban, then Ramadan, then Shawwal, Dhul Qadah, Dhul Hijjah, the month of Qurbani, the month of Hajj. This is a very, very glorious period that Allah Ta'ala has blessed us with. Unfortunately, at this time, we have added this virus problem, but even then we should still work towards this and prepare ourselves for this glorious period and take the maximum benefit from it, in spite of all the awarid, all the impediments of there is no free movement, etc. But still Allah, our deen is so versatile that we can still make the maximum out of it. And what we should do is mentally get prepared for this. For that we are taught right from the month of Rajab, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was looking forward to the month of Ramadan already. And it comes in the riwayat that from the beginning of the year, that will be Muharram, Allah starts beautifying Jannat every year more and more. Jannat is so beautiful. We cannot imagine the beauty of Jannat. It is far, far beyond La aynun ra'at, wa la udhunun sami'at, wa la khatra ala qalbi bashar. Nobody could ever even dream of what the ni'mats of Jannat are. But every year for Ramadan, from the beginning of the year, Allah beautifies Jannat even more. So, and then from Rajab, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's dua, Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab. Oh Allah, give us barakat in this month of Rajab. And that appears that our namazes, the highlight of the month of Rajab, is the mi'raj of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And the mi'raj of a mu'min is his namaz. And in namaz, his mi'raj is his sajda, when he is the closest to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So, for the month of Rajab, and still even now and throughout our lives, Allah give us tawfiq that we make effort on our namazes. Namaz is a great gift of Allah Ta'ala, and we should appreciate it as such, where it is a duty, it is a great, great gift also. It is the meeting with Allah Ta'ala, and the closest a person comes to meeting Allah is in sajda. Allah give us tawfiq to work on our namazes, as we read in the kitabs of great, great awliya, buzurgan-e-deen, what their namazes were, and how they made effort on their namazes, and what connection they had with Allah Ta'ala. For example, Hazrat Maulana Hussain Ahmad Madani Rahmatullah Ali, Hazrat Maulana Khair Muhammad Jalandri Rahmatullah Ali once invited him before the partition of India and Pakistan to come to his madrasa, his place, and have programs there, Jummah, etc., as ulama are invited. So they went. And on the way, to a long journey by train in those days, and at a certain juncture, they had to change the engine, they should change off the train after a long journey. So, and it happened to be Fajr time also. When they stopped there for Fajr, the train, it took about 20 minutes, half an hour, they take to change the engine, and then they made Fajr also. And Maulana Madani Rahmatullah Ali, he was the senior, he made imamat, and he read Surah Alif Lam Mim Sajda and Surah Dahar. And with complete itminan, and with, nobody will say he's on safar also. And then it finished changing the engine. The conductor blew the whistle. The engine, they hooted. The conductor came to them that now the train is going to be moving. Other people who were with Maulana, they broke their namaz. They went, the goods were on the train, and it's permissible in such a condition also. But Maulana carried on. And the train went away. And Maulana was still carrying on with his namaz. So this is those people who made effort on their namaz. After he finished namaz, the train had gone already. Then Maulana Khair Muhammad and a few people who were still with him, they told Hazrat, at this time you could have read short surahs. He says, I also know the masala. On safar you can read short. And also, I know I could break my namaz also. Our goods which were on the train, the value of it, etc., the masala, I could break my namaz. But I had no idea that the train is going to move. I didn't hear the whistle. I didn't hear the conductor. So much they were engrossed. These are those people at what level they were. So if Allah gives us also a glimpse of that. And on the other hand, we should also check those of us who regard ourselves as musallis. But any small excuse, little bit suffer, we just leave our sunnah mu'akkada. If we are moving, we are going to cause the taklif to our satis, or we are on public transport, it's going to move on its time, we haven't got time, we make our sunnah, we don't make it, it's quite in order. Allah made the faras also half, so it's quite in order if we don't. But when we are finishing namaz, now we're just going to sit around, we're just going to talk. Many of us, we go for holidays, for example. And the distance is of safar. And when we reach there, then our namaz is usually qasr we make, and we only make the faras. The sunnahs, we leave it, we are on holiday, we are free. So that time, really, we should be making more also, the nafils also. No real hurry. The food can wait a little bit, whatever else it can wait, but our habit. So we should check our namazes. We are lacking very much. Those of us who regard ourselves as namazis, or people regard us as namazis, but our namazis are still very, very lacking. And we should also think that the masajid, Allah kept them open for us. How many of us really appreciated? Those who were coming also, how many of us made shukr to Allah Ta'ala? That, Ya Allah, you gave us this masajid and the houses of Allah, the nisbat with Allah Ta'ala, and how much it we really appreciate. Even we came, we made our namazes, we made it full, we did everything. But ask ourselves, did we really appreciate that, Ya Allah, you brought us to your house. And free of charge, you come to the house of Allah. And you made it, the muazzin will call us. In the days of the past, he will get on the minara so that the voice can reach far. In our time, with the mic system, etc. So Allah made the arrangement that we are called for namaz. And then, usually our masajid are such, the imam is fixed, we don't have to worry, look around for an imam. The muazzin is fixed. Then all the, generally, throughout the world, masajid are kept very clean. Wuzukhana, toilets, everything. All. But how much did we really appreciate? Did we make shukr to Allah Ta'ala? So when we don't make shukr, وَلَئِن كَفَرْتُمْ إِنَّ عَذَابِ لَشَدِيدٌ. May Allah protect us all. We don't make shukr, we make nashukri, we don't appreciate, then namats are taken away from a person. So anyway, the month of Rajab, and still now, until our maut, we make our maqsad-e zindagi. Amongst the maqasid of our life, one is namaz. We try and make namaz the object. A great gift. And Hadrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali has written Fadaili Namaz. Mi'rajul Mu'mineen is another kitab, great kitab. Many other kitabs ulama have written on namaz. Allah give us tawfiq to try and understand what this great gift of namaz is. Also, if we can, we try and read this kitab, Anwarus Salah. Very brief it is, very short, but very great, very, very helpful in making our namaz what a namaz should be. In fact, Maulana Shabbir Sahib Saluji said he thinks of making it part of the syllabus in the madrasa. This kitab is such so valuable that he said, I want to put it into the syllabus. So anyway, there are many such kitabs, and Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, namaz, that we make our object. Then comes the month of Sha'ban, which is also a month which Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam made dua for the barakat of the month of Sha'ban. And the highlight of Sha'ban is this 15th night, which will be tomorrow night. And the middle night, 15th night of Sha'ban, this is the highlight. And this is Shabi Barat, the night of salvation, the night of purification, the night of cleansing ourselves. Again, Allah Ta'ala has prepared us that you made your connection with Allah Ta'ala through namaz. And namaz also is that one farz that Allah Ta'ala did not make it farz on the earth. Iman also became farz on the earth. But namaz, Allah called Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam to Allah Ta'ala. And there Allah made it farz right by the arsh of Allah Ta'ala. Right by Allah, Allah made it farz. And Allah had made 50 namazes farz. Then reducing it, they came to 5. But Allah said, مَا يُبَدَّلُ الْقَوْلُ لَدَيَّ, that my words won't change. In other words, the reward of 50 will still remain. You will only make 5 namazes, but you will still get the reward of 50 namazes a day. And if we have to work out, if we had to make today 50 namazes a day, that means the whole day should have been in namazes. Now Allah made takhfif, made it easy for us, only 5 namazes, but yet the reward of 50, as though we had a whole day in namaz. And namaz, it solves all. Hazrat Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, any smallest problem, the wind just blows a bit stronger, you should go to the masjid, perform namaz. Anything, sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, any news they got, sad news, etc., then they would get off the conveyance, make 2 rakats of namaz. Namaz was alive in their lives. And today, our knowledge that we gain also is to find loopholes to cut short our namazes, to make jama between namazes, to join 2 namazes together. Any small thing, how much we can cut down, that is actually in ilm of deen, is to let us know the value and increase in our ibadah. But sadly it happened that who we call the awam, the ordinary people, we will find them more in namazes than what we will find those people who we call ulama, when we have got the knowledge of deen. At one time we were on a safar, and in a country town, not a country town, a farm where only this one family living there. One small little room, part of the room, they made like a place for namaz, a musalla. And we were few, who we call alims, we were also there. And we all made namaz finish. And after that, when we sat down, he was going to have lunch. Then the old man, he passed away, a very pious man. So he asked us that the 2 nafils, for who are they? They said there was no hurry for anything after for Zuhar namaz. All we of us were musafir also. And 2 sunnat muakkada. I think we must have read it. He didn't ask us about the sunnat muakkada. Otherwise, for musafir, we know it's maaf also. You don't have to read it. But he asked about the 2 nafil. So, ilm is to know the value. A palace, a person who makes his 2 nafil of Zuhar, after the 2 sunnat muakkada, Allah built a palace for him. So that knowledge was for us that we build that palace. Every day we build a palace. But for us it is that it's nafil. It's not important. It's sunnat. It's not important. Allah forgive us. So anyway, namaz. And then in the month of Sha'ban, there is this purification that Allah has given us. So to say, a spiritual bath. Like for example, if a person is getting married, say for example on a Sunday morning, 11 o'clock is his wedding, and he is a motor mechanic, and he worked on his motor car, and with his overall and grease on his body, he comes to sit down to have his nikah performed. All will say, how can you go like that? Go and have a bath, change your clothes, you are going to be getting married. We are going into the month of Ramadan. So Allah gave us our spiritual bath. to bath ourselves, to cleanse ourselves, to make Tawbah. So this is a night of Tawbah. How much we can make Tawbah? Tomorrow night will be the night. So how much we can make Tawbah on this night? And Tawbah really is not just hitting our fingers on the cheeks, Tawbah, Tawbah, Tawbah. But, and Tawbah is not only the words also, but the real essence of Tawbah is that we change our lives. That we come from ghaflat into the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala. From sin, we abandon sin and we come into the obedience of Allah Tabaruk wa Ta'ala. And from ghaflat, we come into the huzuri of Allah Ta'ala. And from being absent-minded, ghaibubat, away from Allah Ta'ala, we come into the presence of Allah. So Tawbah is for all of us. All of us, we made our Isha. MashaAllah, there must be many who are such that we had our concentration in our Isha. But generally it is our namaz, our concentration is not there. So this is also a Tawbah. From that absent-minded mindedness of us in our namaz also, we make zikr also, we make tilawat also, but our minds are floating around everywhere. And that tilawat is really required, which is with tadabbur. That we, if a person reads one page of the Quran Sharif, but he reads with concentration, it's better than reading a whole supara that we just read like that. On a I've written, so this tadabbur. So we are still, everyone is in need of Tawbah. And this night is for everyone. And if we apply ourselves from our sins, we come into obedience of Allah Ta'ala. From not making dhikr, being ghafil, we come into the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. And where we are absent-minded in our ibadat, we are in the masjid, we are in namaz, but we are still absent-minded, we come away from that and we come into the presence of Allah Tabaruk wa Ta'ala. And this is for the namaz also, in the house of Allah also, and everywhere else also. For example, when we get up in the morning, it's not just a customary thing, Alhamdulillah alladhi ahyana. But if we can have that little bit of concentration, that Ya Allah, I was so fast asleep, ghafil of everything, I was dead, you made me alive again. When we're going to the toilet again, we read the dua. We come out of this, in the toilet also there are muraqabah. Various ulama have shown various muraqabah. Maulana Muhammad Umar Saab Palanpuri Rahmatullah Ali should say that we should make this muraqabah. Ya Allah, of all the wonderful, delicious food you gave me, but when that food touched my, got into my body, this is what I've done with it. That I can't smell it also. That I it's dirty, it's filthy. This is what I am worth. That I ate what wonderful biryani, pulao, roast, whatever it is I ate, I enjoyed the best of food, but this is what my body is. This is what I do. And one, our brother gave a very beautiful lesson from this also. That like we eat the best of food, and then it becomes the major part of it. The other beneficial part stays in the body for the whole body. It is absolutely necessary. But the major part of it goes in this waste. He says, just like that, our ibadat we make. We acquire knowledge also. But there is a lot of waste that comes with it also. Pride, for example. We made the whole night ibadat. And then pride came into us. Or a person, he looked down upon somebody else. The wife made ibadat whole night, she got up earlier, she slept later, and she thinks this husband of mine so lazy. He can't even read half supara. That pride, that looking down upon somebody. So all these things also come with our ibadat. We have the month of Ramadan. On the day of Eid, people make Eid different categories of people. Just like we are here, we have come to listen to the bayan, or like on tomorrow night, this time of course masjids are unfortunately closed, people won't be flocking to the masjid, and there also we should think that every year people, 15th Shaban masjids are full, there isn't place, and 13th, 14th of Shaban, where were they? 16th of Shaban, where are we? Then we are not there. We didn't make Qadr of the masajid. So anyway, so we come, we listen to the bayan, and after that, how many of us go home? We go and sleep. How many of us, we will run a commentary on the bayan. This was said, this was like this, this was like that. How many of us will criticize? How many of us will find fault? How many of us will go and make ibadat? Very few, perhaps, that we will go and we make ibadat. So we all get divided into various groups. We should see which group can we be put ourselves in. So on this night, this is a great night which Allah Ta'ala has given us, and there are authentic riwayat, so many. The ulama have written that on this night, the record of deeds of a banda are presented to Allah Ta'ala. Some riwayat say in the month of Shaban. Other riwayat say it is in this night, the 15th night, that our year's records are presented to Allah Ta'ala. And then the next year's all rules for the next year, whatever the rulings are for that person, if he's going to be getting married, going to go for Hajj, if he's going to be dying, whatever, children will be born, all that is written in this night. There is difference of opinion in the ulama. Some say it's Shab-e Qadr, some say it's this night, but there are enough riwayat to show that it is this night also, that it is this night here, the night, the middle night of Shaban. So, and Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said that I would like my amal to be presented to Allah Ta'ala when I'm in a state of fasting. So this is the 15th, the whole 24-hour period. There's no roza in the night. So the night is when the amal are presented to Allah Ta'ala. And Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said that I would like that my amal are presented. And of course there is great hope of great mercy of Allah on that person. Or that when his amal, he's fasting while his amal are being presented by Allah Ta'ala, we can have great hope of the mercy of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. So, and there are great, great virtues of this night to make the ibadat. What the great, great dua that we are taught, and what a beauty every dua of Nabi, and every dua is dalil nabuwat. That it was impossible for a khair Nabi to make duas like this. And Sayyidul Qawnain sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what beautiful duas. Allahumma inni a'udhu bi afwika min iqabik. Oh Allah, I seek your forgiveness from your punishment. I seek your forgiveness, you forgive me, ya Allah. I am worthy of punishment. Allahumma tafaddal alayna bi fununil a'la. Oh Allah, shower tafaddal, fadl is which we are not worthy of. What we call in our language, pansela. You bought something for small children and they ask something for nothing. Just a little sweet or something is given, they don't pay for it. So that is, oh Allah, we are asking you for that which we didn't work for, which we didn't even think about, but that you shower us, tafaddal alayna bi fununil a'la. Funun is jama, a'la, all the wonderful ni'mat, the gifts of Allah. You pour down your ni'mat upon us, your different types of ni'mat, in health, in prosperity, in deen, in our akhlaq, in our muamalat, our muasharat, in everything, you shower that down upon us. Ma'a istiqaqina bifununi biafaninil iqab. And while we are now, we are worthy of afanin, muntahal jama. Now, funun is the plural, and this is the extra, higher level of we were worth of the worst, worst, worst punishment, but you are that kind being, and we beg of you. So that is what we beg of Allah Ta'ala. And this is the af'al of Allah, the workings of Allah to forgive a person. So we started with this aspect of Allah, the workings of Allah. Tafadda Allahumma inni a'udhu bi afwika min iqabik wa bi ridaka min sakhatik. And your pleasure we beg, O Allah, from your displeasure. that we were such that you should have been totally displeased, but you in your mercy, you be pleased with us. And that is the sifat of Allah, that a person started with the af'al, now he has made taraqqi, and he has gone more higher into the sifat of Allah. And he asked now for the forgiveness, he asked, and now he asked for Allah's pleasure. That we were supposed to be afwika min iqabik, wa bi ridaka min sakhatik, your pleasure we want. That is the sifat of Allah, the rida of Allah Ta'ala. And the anger of Allah is also the sifat of Allah. We seek protection from your anger, and you give us your pleasure, O Allah Ta'ala. Then a person makes further taraqqi, and he goes even more higher. ونعوذ بعفوك من عقابك وبرضاك من سخطك ونعوذ بك منك. And O Allah, we seek your protection from you. Now we have gone to the Zat of Allah Ta'ala. So what a beautiful dua, where we start with the af'al of Allah, the sifat of Allah, and then we reach into the Zat of Allah Ta'ala, that O Allah, you be pleased with us. And this is like, for example, Shaitan, when Allah Ta'ala had ordered him that he must, told him that you are accursed now. At that time he knew Allah so well, he had so much marifat of Allah Ta'ala, that even when Allah is in that angry state, Allah's anger doesn't overcome Allah. Allah Ta'ala is not overpowered by his anger. Allah is in control still. If we become angry sometimes, then we are out of our mind. And we do things that we would never have done. But because, so Allah is not, that it can't. So yeah, Allah's Zat is such. So this is the night also that we reach that marifat of Allah, that though we are so sinful, but O Allah, you forgive us. And then the ibadat which we should try and do, one is the greatest thing, tawbah, istighfar. And we make also consider in this night, many of us would like to, and we should, the night of the 15th Shaban, that we make nafil ibadat. Salatul Tasbih, for example, other nafil namaz, Salatul Tawbah, Salatul Haja. But if we got Qadai Umri, then let us read our Qadai. That is much more superior to our Qadai Umri. What we have got on our responsibilities, we try and keep our Qadai Umri. The month of Shaban, Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, he refers that the most rozas Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam should keep was in the month of Ramadan. So we also keep Nafil rozas, but if we got Qadha rozas, and especially our woman folk, many women as such, every year's rozas are just piling up. They all hope that we will do it now, we will do it now, procrastination. And many women find, now I've got 10 years rozas on my shoulders. I've got 15 years rozas on my shoulders. So at this time, like in Shaban, we want to keep plenty rozas. Try and, if we got any qadha rozas, try and keep our qadha rozas. So that is very important. And to get our priorities in order in deen. That everything, what is the most important, what we have to do, we try and do those things. Also, there are many people perhaps who work out their zakat perhaps on the 15th of Shaban. Before Ramadan comes, they work out their zakat. So even this night, if we sit and work out our zakat, it's also a great ibadat. Because one time, Hadraji, Hadrat Maulana Inamul Hassan Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, and the whole kafla, very big kafla, were returning from America, and most probably they were flying to England. The direction is more or less towards Qibla, but for Nafil Namaz, you don't have to face Qibla also. And during that, Hadraji read a whole journey. He was in Nafil Namaz, and he read 15 suparas in Namaz while he was on this journey. But anyway, after that, Maulana Muhammad Umar Saab was busy working out all the time, where will we have to make Fajr Namaz. which time it will be. And Muhammad Umar Saab, Allah had blessed him, our Akabir, that he, with the captain, he was discussing that which time, where will we be when Fajr time will come in. And he found fault in the captain's calculations, and the captain accepted, yes, I made a mistake. Your calculation in astronomy, he was so advanced. So much so that in the Haramain of Makkah Sharif, at those days, they were making their Fajr before Fajr time. Just before Fajr time. Fajr time didn't set in. He brought it, and through the Tawassul and few people, through the king, he had the Fajr delayed, and that it becomes that they make it after the Fajr time comes in. So much of. So then Hazratji said, I was in Nafil Namaz, which is a great thing. 15 suparas, the whole journey making. But what Maulana Muhammad Umar Saab, what he had achieved, worrying of the people's 2 rakats of Fajr Farz Namaz, that is much more superior. So our priorities are very important. We would enjoy to make lot of ibadat. Nafs will also get very happy. Inshallah, Allah will also be happy. Allah accept our ibadat, whatever type, how broken our ibadat are. But if we get our priorities in order, to see to our faraid, what our first duties, to fulfill those duties. On this night also it is said that those people who have fights between them, everyone else is forgiven, but believe those people alone. So if we got fights with anyone, let us try and make up with it now. And most cases it's very small, petty things. Just now, lately, one girl is getting married. The brother has fought with her because she was now all this condition. He said, leave the marriage afterwards that we can make a big wedding. So on that now, and she said, nikah is nikah, let's make the nikah finish. And they went through with it, but he became so upset. So on these small things, we have fights with one another. Unbelievable, what small, very, very trivial things, and we fight with one another. Anyway, to try and make up. And there are those people who huge, huge amounts they write off. Imam Abu Hanifa, rahmatullah alayh, somebody was owing him money. And whenever he should cross paths with that person should take a different path and go in a different way. So Imam Abu Hanifa, rahmatullah alayh, said, I make you maaf that debt. But come, meet, make salam. So for these people who had those hearts, that even the huge, huge amounts they should just make maaf. But we with small, petty, petty things, totally irrelevant and against Shariat and against Deen, and we got fights with people. So this is a night to cleanse up everything, to purify ourselves for this great and honorable month of Ramadan which is coming. And we have our aspirations for the month. May Allah make it easy. We knew all every year that Hafizahs were getting ready, their door was getting ready, and Tarawih programs were being made. Today is the day that we are all concerned about that. How will our Ramadan go? What kind of a Ramadan are we going to have? Allah, in His great mercy, open all the doors, open our masajids for us, open all our madaris, and especially Haramain Sharifain. How many people's aspirations of Umrah during the month of Ramadan, and the Tawaf, and the Taraweeh of the Haramain Sharifain, the Ibadat of Haramain Sharifain. Unfortunately for many people, this is a thing that now it looks very, very bleak, and it seems a bit difficult, but Allah's Qudrat is above everything. May Allah make it easy, and that we can enjoy Allah send us in this world, and the Ibadat of Allah, Allah, that whenever any Ibadat we do, we make shukr to Allah for that ibadat. That you made this ibadat farz on us. We are thankful to you. Hum aapke mamnoon, mashkoor hai, ka aapne ye faraid hum par aayid kiye hai. That you have made these faraid on us. Oh Allah, we are thankful to you. That we see it. Radhiitu billahi rabban wa bil islami deena wa bi sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallama rasoolan wa nabiyya. Allah Ta'ala bless us. To enjoy this, and we make shukr to Allah that He gives us the tawfiq to fulfill this ibadat. It isn't within our means also. We beg of Allah and that He gives us the tawfiq. So this is the blessed time that Allah has given us. It isn't just that we come to the masjid, we listen to a bayan. Bayan is not farad, a bayan is not the big ibadat. But for many of us, that is our only ibadat. But it should be that we should go home and try and make some ibadat of Allah Ta'ala. So, durood sharif, as much durood sharif as we can read. At this time, and especially for these problems, and the fadail of durood, if we read, it seems like a person, it's impossible not to read durood sharif then. One great, great fadilat, a person who reads 100 times durood a day, Allah Ta'ala grants him bara'atu minan nar wa bara'atu minan nifaq. For reading 100 times durood sharif, Allah gives a person shade under his throne for the person who reads durood. And our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to say, jahan saaya hota hai, saaya hoga, qiyamat ke din, wahan koi hisab kitab nahi. Where there will be shade, no hisab kitab. Or jahan hisab kitab, wahan koi saaya nahi. And where there will be hisab kitab, and the intense heat of that day, and no shade whatsoever. And the people will see, these people are enjoying, sitting in the shade. What is our air conditioning? And what dasturkhan will be laid out for them. And that also for those who kept rozas from the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. While everyone else was eating, these people kept rozas, they will be given the dasturkhan in the shade, under the shade, in the shade of the throne of Allah Ta'ala. What a great thing. May Allah in His infinite mercy bless us with that. So these are the things that we have to strive for. This is the night of purification, Bara'at. And Roza is also purification. So the night is also purification, and by Roza also we purify ourselves. And we shouldn't now engage in all the differences. If we want to keep Rozas, we keep. Nobody is saying Rozas are farad. And nobody say to keep Roza is haram. We want to keep, we keep. We don't want to keep, it's not a farad, don't keep. But now, instead of doing what little ibadat we could do, now we are playing in our minds that it's farad, it's not farad, it's, we must keep it, we mustn't keep it. Or we start discussing about this and what we had to do, the ibadat, that we are not doing. It is like the train is about to leave this platform, and we are busy discussing about the time of the train. It's 1 minute late, it's 1 minute early, and we get left on the platform while the train is gone. So we get involved in so many unnecessary discussions, and what we had to do, that we don't do. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq that we have this yaksui, yakjihati. We have this one cause of action, one line of action, and we do what we have to do. So these are Mubarak times, and this is the coming in of this Mubarak time. And how much we're going to prepare, so much in Ramadan, we will have the fruit of it, and we will have smooth sailing in the month of Ramadan. An example that is given of that, like if our car is parked on an incline, uphill, and now we have to drive off, and we put it in fourth gear, or if the car got fifth gear, sixth gear, and we want to try, it's just going to jerk and switch off immediately. It's not going to move up. But if we put it in first gear, and then we move up, inshallah, it will move up. So like that, when Ramadan comes, if we want to move in first gear when Ramadan comes, it's Taraweeh 20 rakats, which we are not used to. It's rozas, it's getting up for Seri, all those things. So we are going on, and we want to go up, and we haven't prepared before time. We are not in the journey. So therefore we find many times, many people, 2-3 rozas they keep, then they don't keep roza. 2-3 taraweehs they come for, then afterwards no taraweeh also. But if we prepared from Rajab, Shaban, we were in first gear, we went second, third, fourth. By Ramzan, we are in fifth gear, sixth gear, just moving smoothly now, without any difficulty. Ramzan we are enjoying, tilawat we are enjoying, taraweeh we are enjoying, duas. Then we won't want the earliest taraweeh. We won't want want the shortest Taraweeh. We won't want the fastest Taraweeh. We will want the Taraweeh that is made nicely, where you get it minan and you enjoy that Taraweeh. And we will look for extra programs in Ramadan, not just to get finished quickly. And what do we do after that? Mostly we just go outside and just talking and whiling our time. And whatever we earned also, we lose it there also. Like this outside, where we make our little groups outside. Some ta'aleem carrying on in the masjid. Some program that we say they take too long. But how long we take sitting outside in that groups of ours, wasting our time, and that is referred to as the PPC, Pavement Panchayat Club. And there we, in our Pavement Panchayat Club, there we spend a long time. There we got no problem. But for ta'aleem we haven't got time. For some program, some zikr, for that we haven't got time. So Allah, let us prepare for this. And this is not a matter of one or two talks or something, continuously. And we should make lots of shukr that, yeah, we have got so many ulama today throughout the country, throughout the world. There was a time when to find one alim in a whole country was difficult. Today, alhamdulillah, there are ulama, and we should try and sit in their company, and the kitabs today are so easily, today even on the internet, how many kitabs are available to us? Or like that also, many, many kitabs are available. If we make this little ta'aleem in our homes with our children, and we make them understand the value of Ramadan. Maulana Muhammad Umar Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali, says that his mother should speak to him so much about Qiyamah, so much about Qiyamah, that he was a little child, perhaps about 3 years or so, he fell from the bed. When he fell down, he said, Qiyamah, Qiyamah. He thought Qiyamah came. It was so much in his mind, Qiyamah. Today, we know nothing about Qiyamah. And now, little bit, some people, we're taking some interest about the coming of Dajjal, about the signs of Qiyamah, what things are going to be happening. And really, it's hair-raising. What things Allah make it easy for us. It's not smooth sailing. The time and the alamat of Qiyamah and what things are going to happen, and we are in our luxuries, we are in our ghaflat, we are totally we are away from reality. We think we are so much in reality, but we are right out of reality. Now little bit this has happened, we don't know if it's one of the, what it is, by Allah Ta'ala, and the whole world is taken up in this. And how many people are in so much of panic, etc. Allah Ta'ala, let us prepare for this and prepare our children for this. We are preparing them for sports. We are preparing them for music. We are preparing them for dancing. We are preparing them for other things. This is the time that we prepare our children for these realities which are going to come. Who is going to be in the army of Imam Mahdi when he comes? Who will be prepared at that time? When the Dajjal will come, how will we be able to protect ourselves? It comes that you'll have to fasten the woman with chains too. When we cannot, we ourselves, little commentary, little soccer, cricket, and we are overtaken. And we are overwhelmed with those things. How are we going to protect ourselves? Forget keeping back our women folk and our children. Today, all the things which are happening, the Western lifestyle, Western way of life has overtaken us so much that that's the norm. And little bit away from that, then it is something that this person is a fanatic. He's right out of tune. He doesn't know what's happening in the world. When all these things which are now unfolding, Allah save us, what will be our condition? And the greatest thing is our iman. And this is a test of our iman. Today, one clip that one from India, somebody had sent, in India most probably, where the Maulana is saying that the test of iman, that before when is revived of Bukhari Sharif and Muslim Sharif, that these are those times now which have come, that between iman and nifaq, hypocrisy, the whole they will be sifted completely. that the people who got only Iman will be on one side, and the people with only Nifaq will be on the other side. And today, what were things? So in there he says that Hafiz al-Quran, he's shouting the name of the Hindu god, and he's favoring that Hindu god. Mufti Ibrahim Salih Sahab, Damat Barakatum, explained some time ago, there were two friends, Muslim friends, who used to come to him regularly. One friend wasn't coming for some time, more or less as I remember it, but the crux of it is important. So he asked the other friend, where is he? He said one day he came home and he told him, rush me to hospital. They said, what's wrong? You normal, there's nothing wrong. He said, no, I'm not right at all, rush me. They carried on, then they called the paramedics, and then they took him to hospital. They admitted him. He went into a coma when he got there. Then in his coma, he just lifted his fist, and some famous soccer player, he took his name and he said, you my hero, you my God. And he died like that. Yeah, so today, it's not a small thing. Today, the way we are in sports, and we are overtaken by all the lifestyle, it is a very serious time, and this is now, this time, our namazes, preparing now in Shaban, and this tomorrow night, which is a great night to make Tawbah, we try to come on the right, and we go into Ramadan, no matter which way it may be, we go into Ramadan, and we try and take the maximum of Ramadan. And then we further on, when the Qurbani will come, which is for the whole Ummah in the whole world, and for those, inshallah, Allah make Hajj to take place properly and with no difficulty, there what the Hajj, the Ibadat of Hajj and the Qurbani in Mina, and all these great, great things which Allah has presented us, our life is for this. Our life is not for this dunya. It's not to fight and bicker around with small, small things here in this dunya, but it is to prepare for that eternal life, and our Iman is the most important. And Iman, it's going to be tested, that Allah said very clearly, Alif Lam Mim, أَحَسِبَ النَّاسَ أَن يَتْرَكُوا أَن يَقُولُوا آمَنَّا وَهُمْ لَا يُفْتَنُونَ. Allah's system is such, Allah knows His system, Allah protect us, keep our Iman intact. And when we die with Iman. May Allah make it easy. And mashallah, some people who are dying now, with what beautiful morts Allah is blessing them. And Allah has made it, the test paper now is also very light. According to Allah, you can't give a matric paper to a grade 1 child. We are not even grade 1 children. Allah will give us simple test papers, but Allah let us pass those and make it easy for us. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Oh Allah, let us understand the purpose of our life. Oh Allah, bring us to our senses, oh Allah. Grant us tawbah in istighfar, oh Allah. Grant us durood sharif, inshallah, in abundance, oh Allah. Oh Allah, grant us the tawfiq to give sadaqah. Oh Allah, let us engage in du'as, oh Allah. Grant us the reality of du'as, oh Allah. Grant us the words of du'as. Let our tongues be engaged in du'as. Let our hearts be engaged in du'as. Let our whole body be engaged in du'as. Oh Allah, you are most merciful. You know how weak we are. Oh Allah, you know how sinful we are. You know how useless we are, oh Allah. You are our Rabb, oh Allah. We turn and beg of you. You help us and guide us on every nook and corner of our lives, O Allah. At every turn in our lives, O Allah. You guide us, you help us, O Allah. Without your help, without your guidance, we are totally lost, O Allah. O Allah, you are our only hope, O Allah. We put our full trust and hope on you, O Allah. O Allah, take out from our hearts any trust and hope on anyone else, on anything else besides you, O Allah. There is nobody for us besides you, O Allah. O Allah, O Allah, have mercy on us, O Allah. We ask you in the sadaqah of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We ask you in the sadaqah of your Asma'ul Husna, O Allah. Have mercy on us, on our families, on our progeny, on all our connections, the whole ummah, O Allah. Guide us all to righteousness, O Allah. O Allah, give hidayat to all of jinn and men, O Allah. O Allah, grant afiyat and salamati in the whole world, O Allah. Protect us from this virus and protect us from every harm and every evil, O Allah. O Allah, O Allah, forgive our sins, which are the major cause of all these problems. Return the ummah towards your obedience, O Allah. Return mankind to your obedience, O Allah. Save us all from every disobedience of yours, O Allah. Be pleased with us. Forgive us, O Allah. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ وَتُبْ عَلَيْنَا يَا مَوْلَانَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.